Echo. In those days, the people didn't speak. They would shake hands and then go about their day, nodding and listening. The only sound was their feet and the wind, and they were lonely and happy. There were few people then, and they elected the president by choosing from among those who refused the post. The president did not do much. Only once every year they would say something, one thing. And the people would think about this as they walked and worked and listened. One year they were all tired of the quiet, because even the trees said very little. And they decided to begin speaking again. They weren't lonely now, and the wind and trees still stayed, despite gloomy prophets foretelling that speech would pollute the air, burn the forest. And they gathered in the square loudly, for the president had something to say. Though now, so did everyone. "You've lost something beautiful," the president said. But no one heard, for everyone was so unused to their voices that they shouted their whispers. "What's that?" one said. "Why, they said our voices are beautiful," said one. "And so they are," echoed the rest.